You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We're well into the election year, with spats across the political aisle and even within the government on the up. Similarly rising are the political donations received by these parties. So far, the ACT Party is leading the pack with over $1.35 million in donations exceeding $20,000, well above the National Party, which trails in at just over $720,000. However, concerns have continued to be raised at the lack of regulation and transparency for political donations in Aotearoa New Zealand. Transparency International New Zealand have called our laws around political donations some of the weakest in the world, with the threshold for reporting donations far higher than many comparable OECD nations, and with no limiting cap on donations. So, to learn more about the state of our regulation of political donations in New Zealand, I spoke to the Executive Director of Transparency International New Zealand, Julie Haggie. Kia ora, Julie. So, starting off, what's the big issue with political donations?
It is okay for people to donate. I think it's what's important is to have a reasonable balance around the impact of donations compared to the vote. And I think that's why a lot of countries have put in controls on donations, for many reasons, really. One is to stop overseas influence on elections. One is to stop an uneven balance on public policy. And the other is just to support general democracy, as everybody has a fair go, all parties and political parties have a fair go, rather than being having more power over the voting booth when you've got more money. So that's why we need some controls. And New Zealand lags far behind other countries in the OECD. Our sort of comparable peers, we lag far behind in several really important elements. One is the cap on donations. That's a real big problem. We have a problem about third-party promoters being allowed to do what they want in New Zealand, which are controlled in other countries. And the third is kind of when the voters know who's doing what, so actual transparency on political donations. It's got some elements that are good, but it's got some that are really poor as well. Like, we don't really find out the majority of donations, we really don't find out about until 6 months after the election's finished.
Right, yeah, and New Zealand's score on Transparency International's Corruption Perceptions Index has continued to drop over the last few years. To what extent do political donations and our regulation around them play a role in that?
You can't draw a direct line. So there's not a question in any of those contributing surveys to the Corruption Perceptions Index about donations. But there is about the level of, there are questions around whether contracts are being awarded based on money being paid. And so there is also some evidence from some surveys that believe that government is being influenced strongly by big donors through surveys. So I think there is enough to say that that is a concern of the population, that there is too much influence. And when you look at the actual donations that are coming through, I mean, there's been a massive increase in money coming through political parties this year. And I know it costs a lot to run a political party and to, you know, run an election, but there's been 14 million in donations through to 2025, so that's up 40%, and the biggest non-election year haul on record. So clearly people are using, and some people are using that in order to power up their political campaign, obviously. But also there's a huge increase in the number of third-party promoters. People would have seen these sort of groups appearing on the internet that around New Zealand that seem to be promoting some particular issue. A large part, many of them will be funded by third-party promoters. And that's, they don't have to do any declarations. They have to put their name on their advertising, but they don't have to do any declarations. They don't have any caps on the amount of spending. So they can have a huge influence on sort of what's happening in the social space, how people are feeling, you know, driving up the emotion, the kind of angertainment thing that's happening in New Zealand spaces at the moment. And they can have a huge influence, and there's no control. Also, you could have foreign funders actually paying for those third-party promoters, and with no transparency about it all. And there is controls on those around the world. So we're just way behind there. So we're missing, as often happens with New Zealand, we're kind of missing out on the trends because we are just a bit sluggish around our legislation. So we need change.
Right. So, I mean, I guess digging into the weeds on that, I mean, I know that donations of $20,000 or more need to be declared, but I mean, are there any other kind of restrictions on political donations in New Zealand right now?
There are some. So anybody, you have to be, anything over 20,000 has to be declared. And other donations over 15, and that's like declared within 20 days, and usually the Electoral Commission publishes that pretty promptly. That's a really good initiative, and it happened. It's, you know, it's been a good initiative. There's no cap on the amount any individual organisation can donate, and that's a problem when you've got basically a few business people actually being the largest donors across all, of course, any parties. And, you know, they're sort of dominating the donor space. So that's a bit of an issue. We also have a donations protected from disclosure mechanism, which means you can actually donate more than 15,000 anonymously, but it goes through the Electoral Commission with your intent on who is it to go through. Now, it's just a mystery about why we've got that. There's a cap for $400,000, but that's, you know, that's already up there at the moment. So is that, that's another way people are people are using to actually count go get around the system. So I think there's lots of there is transparency on those who donate over 5,000 and under 20,000, but that we don't hear about that till a very long time, back after, 6 months after the election. It should be real time. In the overseas, in Queensland, they've got a great model where anybody over a certain amount, I think it's about over 200 or 400 or something, or maybe 500, their name goes on, it's all automatically in the system, and people can see who's voting for what using a simple, you know, the simple kind of online tool that's publicly available. So, you know, that's what we need in New Zealand. It's easily able to be done now. It's not hard. So we should have that, so people can see who's voting, who's paying for what ahead of the election.
Jumping in some of those points you raised earlier about organisations and companies, I mean, let's talk loopholes. What are some of the ways that political donations are slipping past without that level of scrutiny that we kind of need?
Well, we think there probably is quite a lot because we don't know. We don't know because there's no declaration, no transparency of it, but we think there is quite a lot probably happening around the third-party promoters. And that'll be people paying other people to do work on the internet, for example, and just paying them in some other way. So we don't have any visibility of that, nor any regulation around it. So it's a real problem. We've got a regulation against foreign donations, but we don't have. But people can still get round. There's still a loophole they can get round to just pay somebody else. It's in New Zealand, and other countries do have that in place. So we should be putting that in place. And we don't have. Caps on the amounts, it's a really big problem about having caps on the actual amounts that people are putting through. So very, very large donations. And then you're seeing some of them this year, there's some reporting about donations connected to people applying for fast track legislation. Some countries have regulations in place that say companies that are currently in negotiations or applying or have contracts cannot make a donation. Some countries have rules that say no companies, no unions can make any donations at all, so that it's only on individual persons' donations. And so that's, you know, those are means that we should be looking at, but there's just so little energy and will of any political party to do it. And there has been a bit happened in the previous administration, but still it needs to be so much clearer and clearer for everybody involved, so that a person's vote, everybody's vote has the same power, and everybody's donation has a reasonable level of influence, you know, that support rather than actually influence.
Would you put that level of, inaction down to a reluctance to really harm their own political party? I mean, if the big political parties are receiving these donations, is there much in it for them to look into this regulation?
Yeah, that's right. That is the problem. So people have got to take an ethical view on what's happening to themselves. It might mean a restriction in the amount that comes into their party coffers and to their individual candidate coffers. But that applies across all sorts of things at Parliament. You know, we also need to have lobbying regulation. But again, the politicians are reluctant to do it because it has a direct input on how they behave and how they expect other people to behave around them. And that is a real problem we've got in New Zealand, with that ethical lens, that integrity lens by political parties and political candidates is seen as, oh, we really need that money to run our campaign, not How much should we have? Is this reasonable? Why do we need caps? Why do we need controls? You know, and having that conversation about the impact on democracy is what doesn't happen at Parliament, and I think that really needs to occur. And it needs to occur, it also needs to happen through citizens just saying it to their parliamentarians, saying it publicly and speaking out, you know, at any political meeting, and just saying, why aren't you supporting tighter political donations regulations?
So in terms of ways that we could go about this, I mean, some people have floated the idea of each political party receiving a certain allocation of election kind of funds to campaign. Would that be feasible, to just remove political donations from that equation entirely?
Yeah, that's one option. I mean, political parties actually do get some funding, which they can use on advertising through the parliamentary funding. So there is some funding going through already. That's an option. I mean, Transparency International hasn't come down that hard. I know some others have. I think we just think there ought to be really clear caps. So we think donation caps. We think lower the disclosure thresholds as well, so there's more transparency. Right down to a donor's identity to be disclosed, and then restrict some of the eligible donors. So maybe just registered New Zealand voters, exclude corporates, unions, may ban corporate donations. Perhaps have third party promoter transparency and real time disclosure, and strengthen sort of some of the means at Parliament to explicitly address conflicts of interest where there's a donor are involved in a conversation, in a decision. So I think that those are sort of areas that we could actually put in place as a measure, and then see how we go. At the moment, we're really just open slather, and it definitely needs some controls.
That was the Executive Director of Transparency International New Zealand, Julie Haggey, on the regulation of political donations in Aotearoa, New Zealand.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.